St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And we are up next. Friday, everybody, and happy pass hour.
Pass over.
Yes.
Jeez.
At sundown.
I swear, if I could do one of these intros without screwing it up, one Friday, please, somebody help me.
Maybe you should have wished them a happy hour.
Yeah, what I was trying to say is happy Good Friday and happy pass out.
You're still getting it.
Jeez Louise, pass over.
Pass over.
Everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say. Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Let's see. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening, from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. What is it?
.com.
All right. So Easter is Sunday, and Passover starts this evening at sundown.
Yes.
And because we're in a permanent state of daylight savings time, sundown won't happen for another couple of hours, so
yep.
Our Jewish friends are going to have to wait.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
they can keep eating their leavened bread for more hours.
You suppose they're dipping it in hummus?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's how I'd do it.
You know, they're
pretty good.
Croissants and all those things.
Right. So anyway, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. If at any time during the broadcast you want to give us a call, please do so.
I mean, he gets so excited. Did you see the tweet?
Yeah.
That's Mark when the phone rings.
Our phone number is 727-498-0502. Easy to remember. A lot of times when I have to give my number for my plenty card, where the back is scratched off, and you have to give your number, I accidentally give the show number. Which does not work, by the way. Anyway, if you are shy about calling into a radio show, you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
That's also a lot of fun. We will respond to either attempt to contact us as soon as we can. Obviously, a phone call, we answer when it's ringing.
Right.
Sometimes. Tweets, we usually drop everything and respond as soon as we can, right?
Right. I try to interrupt you to let you know that there's been a tweet. Sometimes it's very difficult.
Right. In the studio this evening, we have the usual suspects, except for Jack, and that is whack.
That is whack.
Right. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire. How are you, my dear?
Doing pretty good.
All right, you look pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
for a Friday. A good Friday.
Good Friday.
Next to Hannah on her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie,
yes,
who got off work a little bit early today.
Woo-hoo. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm, thank goodness.
I'm so glad it's the weekend.
Right? Usually next to you would be Jack, but he's not here, and that's whack.
Yeah. Vacant.
That is whack. Ty is next in line. How are you, my boy?
I am.
You are.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
My name is Mark, and I will be your host for this magical mystery tour called the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. I see that we are like 5.5 minutes in, so you got to listen to me for another hour and 55 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
4.5 minutes, something like that.
Buckle up.
And call so somebody can get a word in edgewise.
Right, exactly. So speaking of, not speaking of music, I'm jumping ahead already.
Jumping ahead. Wow.
Even you're ready to go.
So, yeah. Well, the first song you may have noticed, Devo, Whip It. I think the last time I heard Devo's Whip It was on this show. prior to that, I think I was listening to it in the 1980s on MTV.
Yes. Mm-hmm. With their sandcastle hats.
Sandcastle buckets on their head.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. I like Devo. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. What else do I have? I guess that's it.
I don't know. Your dog's on the wrong side of the door.
So speaking of music, last Saturday, those of you that are regular listeners to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show know that Ty Ginn is in a death metal band called Deceptive Intruder.
Get with it.
Get with it. And we went over to the Brass Mug last Saturday night to go see him play for the first time in about, 3 months?
Yeah, 3 months.
3 months. And I tell you honestly, Ty, I was a little worried not only that you'd had such a...
Long hiatus,
but not you were also making history with a brand new singer, an African-American young lass, Tiana. What's her
Savage Storm.
Well, let me tell you something. We got over to the Brass Mug. There was a band playing when we got there. All right, so that's one band. We had to sit through two more bands until Ty's band, Deceptive Intruder, went on fourth. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Because we're a big deal. End of the night.
You guys killed it.
Yes, it killed was amazing. It.
I was so happy. No Rust, your new singer, Tiana Storm, Savage Storm, was fantastic. And then, of course, at the very end of the show, you do your thing where you jump off the stage and smash your bass, which everybody over at the Brass Mug seems to absolutely love.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
goes over pretty well.
That's a big thing. I mean, we've seen it.
Yeah.
So I know it's coming. I'm thinking, well, what can he do to, you know, up the ante? I'm thinking next show.
Set it on fire first.
Light your penis on fire.
No.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But no, it's an outdoor show, so I could set the guitar on fire.
I tell you what. Mm. If you come close to the stage, I promise that I will be there with a fire extinguisher.
Uh-huh.
I'll hold the fire extinguisher, Ty. No, if you're interested in checking out Deceptive Intruder, you can Google them. They're on there are YouTube videos. And
I can give you a taste right here.
They can be found on Reverb Nation.
It's fast. It's
Reverb
loud.
Nation, Facebook. I think we're on SoundCloud.
Yeah, but I checked out the video from last Saturday with Storm.
Yeah.
And it's a great video.
Yeah, the sound quality's really good.
Now, see, that's the thing. I tried to show some people some of the videos that I took on my phone, and my phone does not get the sound quality at all. I mean, the picture... and the videos are fantastic, but the sound is like
static. Horrible. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
But check it out. Mm. Check it out.
Yeah, next show is April 7th.
Mm-hmm. Yes, next Saturday, not
Ellie
tomorrow.
Ellie Ray's
out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Nowhere.
So if you're up in like the Gainesville area,
right,
it's a bit of a jaunt for you.
All right. Where's Pasco Chris? Maybe Pasco Chris is Pasco up in that area? Where the hell's Pasco?
It's not quite that far.
Yeah. He could wear his special socks.
Special socks.
And his kilt.
And his kilt.
That he has been known to wear. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we learned last show that he is circumcised.
Oh.
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, next show we're playing 2:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
Yes. It's wow. It's an afternoon.
Well, it's a festival. It's a 2-day thing.
Okay. 2-day festival, 15 bands.
When do you play first? Saturday afternoon?
Saturday afternoon.
We only play one day.
Saturday the 7th at 2:30.
Why?
Because there's 15 bands in the 2 days.
Festival.
It's a festival.
All right, so are you going one like first or second?
What?
Are you going on first or second?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what time they're starting. So.
Well, if you say you're going on around 2.
I think they start around like 12.
Oh, all right.
So we're still pretty deep in.
What one of the things that I'm kind of glad about this, Ty, when you go to your shows, there, you know, let's say there are 4 or 5 bands. Everybody plays like, I don't know, 6, maybe 7 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough.
That's
That's plenty. I can't imagine going to a 2-hour or a 2.5-hour or a Bruce Springsteen-esque 4-hour death metal show. I think I'd be homicidal.
Well, that's the idea.
Right.
Honestly.
I think 5 or 6, maybe 7 songs, good.
Shut it.
Take a break.
Good.
Need a new beer.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. We wish we had more time. We only have 30 minutes for this next one.
Yeah. All right.
30 minutes.
So we're going to drive 4 hours for 30 minutes.
It
better be a big old payout.
Yeah.
They've told us there's going to be a lot of people there.
Mm. No, we'll I hope so.
Be a big old payout.
And then the show after that.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th. Back at the Brass Mug.
Back at the Brass Mug.
This is April as
April,
well?
Yes. So the following weekend. Weekend is Ellie Ray's April 7th. Mm-hmm. Then the next show is Friday, April 13th at the Brass Mug.
And I think that's the one. Yeah, that's the one with Nocturnus AD.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They just got back from Brazil touring. They invited us.
Nice.
Kind of a big deal.
What's that song they do?
What?
What's that song they do that's my jam?
It's called What?
What?
I killed the devil and raped his mother or something like that.
No, that's that's Dying Fetus.
Right.
I actually have that song.
Yeah, such great names.
Yes.
So anyway, we usually have Jack in the studio. Jack's not with us tonight. Jack is tired. Jack's got a new gig, a new job. I don't know. Am I allowed to say with the Pinellas? No?
No.
Can't say anything?
No.
All right.
No, just great new job that a lot of long hours.
A lot of long hours and a lot of training and stuff like that. And we wish Jack well.
Yes.
And, cool.
Very cool.
It's, Jack.
Very exciting.
Jack is goal-oriented. Eventually, someday wants to be in the CIA or the FBI, something like that. And this is sort of a step in that direction.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, turning to Hannah.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to turn into Hannah.
Still no dreads, little girl.
Where are they at?
And you started to say before the show that you had a little information for Grandpa Ron, who has offered to pay for the dreads.
I think he's going to reconsider.
All right, what's the number?
I think he's going to reconsider.
Okay, so what's the number?
It's a law.
It's a big number.
Like what? I mean, give me an idea. Give Grandpa Ron,
who may be listening.
They gave a window. Let's put it that way.
You guess first.
I tell you what.
What do you think it
is? Okay, all right, let's do that. I'll guess first. I'm going to say, because I asked you, was it 2 zeros or 3 zeros? And you kind of indicated that it was like 3 zeros.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say... $1,200.
Low.
That's low?
Mm-hmm. Low.
Oh, you can forget about it.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's not going to happen.
You need to go somewhere else.
You start your own dreads.
Yeah.
We'll get you some
lengths. For the length and everything that I ideally want
What's the number? And then we'll try to make it seem like it's worth it. So, what is the number?
The lowest number.
Because they gave a range.
Oh, all right.
$1,300.
All right. What's the highest number?
$1,500.
Okay. So
yeah,
depending on whether you go with the $1,300 dreadlocks or the $1,500 dreadlocks, what's the difference? Because you said something outside that they were talking about 45 actual dreads on your head.
Yeah.
All right.
But this price is, that's...
Do you get more than 45 for $1,800?
For
you 18, said 1,800, right?
15.
Oh, 15.
15 is the high number.
Yeah.
No, that's what they're just estimating. That is, it'll be somewhere
that is the
in
cap.
That
She's
range.
Told me no one has ever really gotten to the highest number.
Right.
But they like to give you that highest number just to be safe.
Okay, so...
Because you never know.
This is what I'm thinking. Grandpa Ron said that he would pay for it. Now, he is probably going to have sticker shock.
He is probably shitting his pants as we speak.
He may still go along
with it.
Better start
a GoFundMe.
And if he does still go along with it, here's the thing. This better be something that you really want.
Yes.
Because if it's not, and a week later you cut them out,
mm-mm.
I think you're going to be cut out.
Right.
Yeah.
Permanently.
No, I'm not. That is not my intentions at all.
All right.
I think you need to wear the dreadlock wig
for
a week.
And the deposit is $500.
Mm.
Oh, see, I was thinking
that's
that
not
it
an
might
and.
Cost
that's...
that total.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking at most 800.
Are they the only place in town that can do it? I mean, what'd you
They're
go to?
They're the best place in town.
Did you go to Elite Dreadlock? I mean, can't you go to...
Yeah, Dolly Locks.
I went to Dolly Locks. They're known all over the country. They sell their products in California, all over.
That's too mainstream, man.
I went to the best dreadlock location.
I wonder if it's possible for Spike on the mic to introduce us to Mo from 102.5 The Bone.
Yeah,
because
he's
got dreadlocks. Maybe,
I bet he gets them done at Dolly.
Well, he's had them, so maybe he goes there to have them maintained.
Yeah.
Touched up.
Maybe he could do yours.
Yeah,
or tell you how to do your own.
But that is
Isn't there
for,
like a YouTube channel where you
for,
can learn how to do it
I'm
yourself?
Sure, but I want them to be good. That's for like 18-inch dreads. They're going to be long.
Those are long.
Those are for long, 18-inch long dreads.
Is that from the bottom of your hair
that
or 18-inch total from the top of your head?
That
down?
Is from like an inch onto my hair because they have to have an inch to weave the extension into my hair. So they have to have an inch of my hair to weave the extension in. Right. So starting an inch from the end of my hair, 18 inches is about like boob length.
All right.
Now I can go shorter if I go maybe just 15 inches, take off 3, you know, that's just over my shoulder. That might make it only like 1,000 to 1,300, you know, but...
Oh, I snorted. I'm
sorry. Don't know.
There's got to be somebody who can do it cheaper.
She was saying the most expensive part of the whole entire thing is the extensions.
It would almost be cheaper to pay for a cruise to Jamaica, have you get off the boat... Have a Jamaican woman dreadlock your hair, get back on the boat, and come home.
Then I'll just have little itty-bitty ones.
That's okay.
No.
No.
It's not, though.
I like that look.
I don't. Mm. and they are going to be mine. Mm. I want them.
Well...
So, I don't know. I'm terribly sorry, Grandpa Ron. I did not realize it would be quite this much, but... You did
who
say
knew?
You'd do it.
He's right now, he's probably at home listening going, Hannah who?
Yeah,
who?
Right?
I don't know this person.
Who's that?
Take more barbiturates.
Yeah.
You'll forget about the whole thing.
He's flushing the barbiturates down the toilet right now.
Right.
These things are bad news. Mm-hmm. They keep getting me into trouble.
Love
oh,
ya.
Oh, man.
Yeah, love you.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's something.
Mm-hmm.
So
now here's something?
Today is March 30th.
Yes.
All right. My sweet mother.
Yeah.
Your Grammy passed away 3 years ago today.
It's hard to believe.
It was a very, very sad day indeed. Yes. And if I can I please get just a moment of silence? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, they're going to kick us off.
Yeah, now, right. Wrap it up.
I hope during that moment of silence, we were all praying that we'd win the $502 million Mega Millions lottery that's being drawn tonight.
Come on, Grammy.
I mean, we love Grammy, but she's so 3 years ago.
Oh my God. That's terrible.
And I'm going to go tell her you said that when I get home.
And don't you think she'd really like for us to win that $502 million?
And I think if she could pull any strings at all up there in heaven, she's pulling them.
Oh, she knows I love her. I talk to her every day.
Yes.
Live with her.
You live with her. I got her right here behind me on my shelf. I talk to her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet girl. I do miss her.
She holds your phone for you and your beer and
your paper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hold this, Mom.
$502 million.
Mm-hmm.
That would help.
It would help. It wouldn't bring her back, but...
I could get some new tires.
We could do some really cool things with... you got two new tires last weekend.
Two new-to-me tires.
Yes.
These are two... 200,000 mile tires that I bought used.
Oh my God. No matter what I do, it's never
enough. Things are bad when you got to buy used tires.
Well, your car's a 2002.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that last week.
It's 8 million miles on it.
Brand new tires.
Mom's car's out there on a donut.
Right. It's losing air.
And Mom's car sucks.
You know, come on now.
Every part of that car has been recalled.
Do we need to take another moment of silence to really concentrate on this $502 million?
Yes.
If we need to, and maybe we'll all hold hands this time. Gross. And we'll all do a little...
Maybe right after the show, we'll have a little seance with your mom.
Let's turn the lights off and light candles.
Yeah. I have the
help
Ouija
us.
Board.
If it'll help.
Come on, man. It's our turn, isn't it?
Whatever we can do.
Is it not our turn?
It's our turn.
Damn it!
Oh.
I noticed you guys looking at me before the show, and you're like, what's he doing?
What's
he doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. Push-ups. I've been doing push-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yourself? That's it.
Mm-hmm. How many do you think I've done this week, Ty?
10?
15?
No. I've done, I don't know, 600, 700.
Oh.
Feels like 1,000.
Feels like a thousand. Feels like my arms are going to fall off, but it's great.
It's kind of like the weatherman where he says it's like 32 degrees outside, but it's got a feels like temperature of 30 below.
Yeah, right.
I did 600 or 700 push-ups, but it feels like 1,000.
6,000 or 7,000 push-ups.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing. Been doing some push-ups.
Good working out.
In a couple weeks, we're going to go over to Ferg's downtown St. Petersburg to meet a lot of the Radio St. Pete alum. And, I don't want to go in there looking like a fat radio guy.
Right.
Well, and you're like Deceptive Intruder's unofficial security guy.
Yeah, right.
You're the man in the pit.
Yeah.
You know, I think about that, Ty, and I'm like, which one of these rednecks here is looking at me going, oh, I better not. Old gray hair, old cotton top over there might get angry.
Right. Old mean mug.
I have to do some push-ups, man. I got to get back to the thing. I should probably do some squats because my legs are getting really, really chickeny. I didn't have much to start with, right. But I got to bring back something. The other day at work, I had to carry something up some steps, and it wasn't anything that was that heavy. And I got to like the third step and I couldn't move. I was like, oh my God.
Feel the burn.
My legs were shaking and burning. I was like, come on, man.
Come on.
This what is are we just, doing?
This is an empty igloo cooler.
See?
It's empty.
There's another piece of motivation.
Right.
Okay, this is why we need to move into a two-story house. We've lived on one level for 20 years, and now we can't even climb stairs.
The sad thing is, though, Steph, where I work, they have the bungalows, and they have the people living downstairs, and they have the people living upstairs. All the people that are older than me are now moving out of the upstairs units because they can't get the groceries upstairs.
Yeah.
But that's where Uber Uber Eats comes in. You just have everything.
Delivered.
These young kids can run up and down the stairs and bring you your food.
Amazon Prime.
Right.
You know. Publix does delivery now, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
How did Bezos figure out all of it?
Brilliant.
He is a genius, and he is brilliant. He had to have a knowledge of every single delivery aspect in the world. I mean,
are you saying he's a time traveler?
Well, here's the thing. How smart is this? Okay, he doesn't have his own delivery mechanism, but he uses UPS and he uses FedEx, and then he also has all of these contractors that deliver stuff for Amazon.
It's called logistics.
You know what that does? That means he doesn't pay insurance for that.
Right. Yep. Right.
Genius. The guy's a genius.
They're not his employees. Right. He's not paying workers' comp. Right. He's not paying. Yeah.
How does this guy who started selling company out of his garage know that much about? Think about all the different businesses that he has to know about.
Maybe he used to work in logistics.
Could be. I really don't know much about him.
Started selling books.
I have heard a couple of things that he's kind of a dick to work for.
Yeah.
Well. Really?
Yeah.
He wants to rule the world. That's usually part of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's on a pretty good tear to do that. I mean,
yeah, well, and Trump isn't liking it. He is not liking the competition.
Well, Trump doesn't hold a candle to Jeff Bezos.
His hands are too little.
Yeah. Yeah, right. He holds a birthday cake candle.
Maybe a match.
In his fingertips.
Match.
Here's a story. Jack and Hannah, you guys are video gamers.
Jack and Hannah?
I'm sorry. Ty and Hannah, you guys are video gamers.
Yeah.
I think you're still wrong. Ty and Jack, you guys are video
gamers. Ty and Hannah, I said that, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, Hannah's roll not that back. Much into it.
Roll the back. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? I forgot to mention that, Hannah, you're painting your door.
Yeah.
At your house.
Yeah, the trim looks beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Yes. Good job.
My front doors and a bedroom wall.
Mm-hmm.
It might be too late to play this, but let me sneak this in. Hannah painted her what? Red door. What color? Black.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Looks good, by the way.
It does. Thank it looks you. Fantastic. All Grammy right. ought to love it. All right.
Okay.
But she anyway, had a red door, getting, and she getting wanted
getting back to
it
this video gamers.
Yes.
A movie is coming out today. That's
Ready Player One.
Yes. Are you at all interested in seeing that?
I was going to go see that today, but then I remember we had the show.
So. Yeah, but here's the thing. Here about, this is the thing about this, and this is something that I thought about. Now there's a movie about watching people play video games.
Well, it was also a book.
Okay, well, you can go on YouTube and watch people play video games.
Beastie's Game Corner.
And some of those people make the gamers are making millions of dollars to have people watch them play games.
Yes.
To me, that is insane.
I've got one of those channels.
How does that even work?
It says a man who loves to go to live sporting events.
Yeah.
You're watching
it's really
people play a game.
Is it the same?
It is.
I don't see it's the same.
It's exactly the same.
See, sporting events are outside.
And not necessarily.
Well, that's true. Not all of them.
I mean, the Rays play indoors. The Lightning play indoors.
Well, let me ask you this. When you're watching somebody play a video game, are you drinking a beer and eating a hot dog?
Yeah.
Maybe cracking some peanuts, something like that.
Rooting for them.
Onions and Hot Pockets. And
telling them what to do. Screaming at them when they don't do it.
Anyway, this movie, Ready Player One, comes out today. And Tampa Bay Times movie critic Steve Persall gave it a C+.
Good for him.
Now, that could be that he's not too into video games. That and I'm not.
Isn't that one about like the classic ones? Yes. Like classic video
and
games?
Like, well, it's movies supposed
to,
too.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like based in the 80s.
Right.
It's not based. What?
That's what it says. It's in the 80s.
Oh, no, see? He not. Didn't even watch the right movie.
No, it is. It's based in the 80s.
It's not based in the 80s.
When is it based?
It's based in 2045.
Yeah, but all of the songs and all that stuff is like 80s.
Yeah, but it's based in 2045.
Okay, yeah, but all the stuff it might be 2045, but they're still playing Love Stinks.
Yeah.
They're still playing Whip It.
Well, that's different from the book. The book didn't have a soundtrack.
They're still playing Video Killed the Radio Star.
Love that.
Me too.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I don't know. It looks exciting to me, and I heard good things about it. Mm-hmm. That it was very nostalgic.
Yeah.
And really fun to watch.
Well, now that we're talking about movies, we might as well tell everybody what the top five movies in theaters this weekend are. Isle of Dogs. Anybody heard of that?
No.
Isle of Dogs. It's the number one.
Some hipster thing.
The Death of Stalin. Black Panther's still on the list at number 3.
Because it was awesome.
Annihilation is number 4. And Unsane is number 5.
I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen trailers for that one. That one looks creepy.
This Isle of Dogs, Rim, bro? This Isle of Dogs got some good voices in it. Bryan Cranston, Edward Norton, Bill Murray, Jeff Goldblum, Greta Gerwig, Scarlett Johansson.
You said voices. Is it animated?
Yeah, it's animated. It's animated. Okay. No, they're actual dogs.
Yeah, well, no, I, you know.
No, it's,
I
didn't know that. Anime. It's kind of like, what do they call that? What do they call that where it looks kind of real? But
CGI.
It's CGI, that's what it is.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's that.
Those are the movies.
Those are the movies.
If you're looking for the movies this weekend.
Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
When we come back, I want to talk about Walmart/Cosmo.
What?
Mm-hmm.
We'll those definitely do not belong in the same sentence.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
No.
But the story has them both. Oh. All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back. We are back, and that's a Chuck Berry song, I Want to Be Your Driver. The song has absolutely no sexual overtones.
Not at all.
Very safe for the kids.
I didn't notice any.
None.
Safe for the kids. Zero. I want to be your driver.
And hopefully here soon, you can quit saying that song to Ty.
Oh.
What?
What?
Ty, are you seriously considering getting your driver's license?
Yes. God damn it.
Okay. We're doing it.
Now, you're almost 28 years old.
Yeah.
This is going to be a brand new world for you.
Yes.
Well, I drove for a while.
What do you mean you drove for a while?
I had the scooter.
Oh, yeah, but that's different. That's different.
Not really.
Sure it is.
That's more dangerous.
That's more dangerous. That's dangerous. That's, yeah.
That's dangerous. You might as well be jumping out of airplanes or something.
Well, I did wreck it, so.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
So, I'm excited about that, Ty.
You wounded.
I think that'll be so cool, you driving.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time.
It is.
All right, but it's
28, for Christ's sake. You don't live in New York City.
Right.
No, but we got, like, a really nice bike trail.
And you're not metrosexual.
No.
No.
You don't live by a subway.
No.
You're hardly on the bus line.
No.
He's never ridden a bus.
You got some good legs because of all that pedaling you've been doing.
Yeah. Now what I want to know is when Ty does start driving.
Yeah.
We get really fat.
Well, you're gonna drive us to your shows, right?
I don't know about that. I'll be scared to death.
Oh,
a new driver?
Oh, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
I'll drive you guys.
Yeah.
You haven't been to a show yet?
Yes, she has.
She hasn't been in a while because her schedule does not afford her the opportunity.
Well, if you guys could play on any other day but Saturday, maybe I could go.
Well, goddamn it.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. Well, and that's the other problem is we get home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And you have to be at work at O'Dark.
Right.
So.
All right. So what are we thinking about the whole Me Too movement?
That's over with now.
I don't know. It's not. You know what it is, Hannah Claire?
What?
It's not over with. What it's done is it has morphed into other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it first came out, the Me Too movement was basically to sort of support women in the workplace who have had to deal with sexual harassment and sexual assault.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, there's a whole list of other things that the Me Too movement is, umbrella-ing.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Know what I'm saying? Now, here's a story that I'm going to tell you about that's going to give you an example of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right, Walmart. That, you know, I'm not a big fan of Walmart.
Right.
Too many people, too many weird people, too much stuff in the store.
Downfall of American society.
I don't like big crowds, da-da-da-da. All right, anyway, Walmart is the largest retail chain in America.
Yes.
Okay.
For now.
For now.
Bezos coming for you.
Walmart is pulling Cosmopolitan magazine from checkout lines nationwide as part of the Me Too movement.
Oh, you're kidding.
What?
As far back as I can remember, in the checkout line, grocery stores, drug stores, Walmart,
Target. Where else
Target,
are you supposed to get it?
Well, that's where you would find your Cosmo magazine.
Right.
It's because Walmart people can't read.
Well, here's the thing.
They only look at the pictures and assume wrong.
The National Center on Sexual Exploitation announced that it has partnered with Walmart to remove Cosmo from the checkout lines of 5,000 stores because of the sexually explicit nature of the magazine.
That's geared towards women.
Now, what do you suppose is going to happen if a kid sees a cover of a Cosmo magazine in the checkout line at Walmart?
It will scar them for life.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Kids in checkout lines are not looking at what the magazine covers say. They're looking for the candy that they can sneak onto the belt
right.
that mom won't see.
That's what I'm looking for.
They're not looking at the magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not Cosmo. They'll look at that and look away. They're looking for, I don't know, a comic book, candy, gum.
Well, this woman, Dawn Hawkins, NCOSE's executive director, compared Cosmo to Playboy.
Oh,
really?
For Pete's sake.
Has she ever seen one?
Am I wrong?
Has she ever seen either?
Cosmo is a magazine for women.
For
by women.
By women, geared more towards the working woman.
Style.
And
I think they do say on there, sex tips for the week.
Right.
But they don't tell you what the sex tips are.
Yeah, they don't. There isn't a photograph on the front.
I think
of the
a lot
magazine.
Of times it says for an hour long orgasm, see page 59.
And there's
something
nothing
like
on
that.
Page 59.
Right,
yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. For good abs, do these exercises, and then you flip over, and it's a woman in Spanx or yoga pants doing squats or something.
Right. Yeah. The same as Women's Day or Good Housekeeping. Mm. It's just Cosmopolitan is geared more towards the working woman. Well, this, and apparently we
Dawn
don't want
Hawkins
that.
This Dawn Hawkins of the NCOSE doesn't want young children to be exposed to the smut in the checkout line.
They're distracted by the Reese cups.
Yeah. That's well, what
then,
I'm too.
Are they going to pull the National Enquirer and
especially at Walmart because Star? The magazines are on the left and the candy and soda is on the right.
But here's my thing. So the Me Too movement started out being for women who are being sexually assaulted and abused in the workplace, pretty much. Now all of a sudden it's morphed into this. Okay. Why does the Me Too movement have anything to do with this? This is a woman's magazine.
Right. Geared towards
you will
strong
not
professional
ever see
women.
A dude with a Cosmo rolled up under his arm.
Well, sometimes you do. Well,
they need the sex tips too.
Right.
They should be reading
they
them.
They should
honestly.
Be reading.
There's some good tips in there.
That's for your girl. Fellas. The girl's supposed to show you how to do it.
So are they going to pull GQ too? Because, you know, that could be sexually explicit.
Well, GQ is not as raunchy as Cosmo. You're not going to see a GQ magazine going for a 15-second orgasm.
Yes, you do. And there's usually a naked dude on the front.
No.
Yes.
They're all very nattily dressed and dapper young men.
No, sometimes they're nattily dressed in their jockey shorts.
With a rocket covering their junk.
Yeah.
Or some kind of rock climber
look,
or something.
I look at the magazines in the checkout. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Walmart says if you still want to get your pornographic Cosmo, it'll be in the magazine aisle.
Do they even have one of
Let
those?
Me guess, next to the... Kids magazines?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Which is worse?
Highlights.
Next to the hunting gear.
And right.
Automatic weapons.
With the dead animals on the front. Right. And that's good. Good. Okay. Well, I don't shop at Walmart unless I absolutely have to anyway.
Then I want all Nerf guns and any kind of toy gun pulled from the shelves. We should not be teaching our kids about guns.
I was going to talk about this other story, but I want to save this for the next hour. So I will say that, Prince, we were all fans of Prince.
Yes,
I mean, who
big
wasn't
fans.
A fan of Prince? Very talented. One of the most talented musicians of our time. But anyway,
he's still around.
Well, his
He just shaved his mustache. He's Rihanna now. Have you seen him?
No.
Have you ever seen him in the same place?
Well, now no. You're not going to.
Think about it.
Well, Ty, Prince died.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
That's
he did.
Rihanna. They are the same.
He died April 16th. I mean, April 21st, 2016.
Pull up a picture of Rihanna.
God, has that been almost 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Well, we were in New Orleans when that happened.
Yeah.
A toxicology report from Prince's autopsy obtained Monday by the Associated Press shows he had an exceedingly high concentration of fentanyl in his body when he died.
I thought you were going to say
rain?
Estrogen.
Fentanyl is like super heroin.
Oh.
It is so dangerous that, I mean...
Yet doctors prescribe it every day.
Yeah, they do, which is sad. But drug dealers now that are selling it, I mean, for like a drop of it, it's enough to put an elephant down.
Mm-hmm.
So there are just as many overdoses from fentanyl now as there are from heroin.
Nice.
Anyway.
No pharmaceutical industry.
Prince was 57 when he died April 21st, 2016. And they said that he had 50 times. Wait a minute. It says that the fentanyl is 50, a synthetic opioid, 50 times more powerful than heroin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I told you it was bad news.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I thought it said how much he had in his system, and it was like enough to, I mean.
Why don't doctors just prescribe heroin then?
Yeah.
They used to.
I don't know. It's bad news.
But it's not strong enough, so now they just prescribe fentanyl.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody see the Roseanne reboot?
No, I didn't.
Mom and I watched it. We watched the, I guess...
The first episode.
Well, didn't they show two episodes?
They showed two back to back. We made it through the first one.
It had a huge, huge viewer.
Yes.
Viewership of like 16 million people.
A ton of people.
That is huge for a sitcom.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're talking about all of these sitcoms coming back. I heard today that they're actually thinking about bringing back Married with Children.
Oh, I loved Married with Children.
But here's the thing about that. You can't have replacement actors.
No.
You have to have the same people.
Yes.
They're all still alive.
Now, okay, I also heard that they were thinking about bringing back Cheers. Now, some of those people aren't alive anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one. No, I don't know about that one.
Are Cheers... No, they're all pretty much alive, aren't they?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't that big of a fan of that one either.
Well,
I wasn't a big fan of Roseanne.
I wasn't either.
So a lot of it didn't make...
I found her to be very annoying.
A lot of it didn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the big deal about the two Beckys.
Right. And now she's a huge Trump supporter.
Right. What? I didn't know that the one Becky was the girl from Scrubs.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
She was actually the first Becky.
Right.
Right.
And I, really? Yeah. I had no idea.
I didn't realize that either.
And the only reason that I know Leonard Hofstetter was in Roseanne was because Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And reading articles, because Johnny Galecki, I like him.
Yeah, I do too.
Until I found out he was on Roseanne, and then my opinion dimmed. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, what is the state of Hollywood where now all of a sudden, are we out of ideas?
Yes.
We've been out of ideas.
Now all of a sudden you got to start rebooting shows from, you know, the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Well, yeah. A lot of movies, after watching TCM, a lot of movies are remakes, even ones we thought were new,
right,
are not.
Right.
If you watch the old Titanic, it's very similar to the, you know, blockbuster Oscar-winning
James Cameron
Titanic.
There have been several remakes of the Titanic, but yeah, you're right.
But the one with what's his name? Natalie Wood's husband, Robert Wagner.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That one is very similar to the blockbuster one.
Are we that limited as a species where we have now run out of ideas? We can't even make up an original sitcom?
Yes.
Well, we could, but they're afraid that people won't buy it. So you sell them something that they already like.
What are you saying? It would have to be so over the top. That would be, you know, people wouldn't, you know, the Me Too movement would frown upon it. Walmart would take it off the shelves. I mean, what?
Well, exactly. And when you look at old shows, so much of it is politically incorrect. Yeah. They can't go back much further than the 80s.
Well, think about how politically incorrect, like All in the Family was.
Right.
Archie Bunker.
I mean, can you imagine? Under the bus.
Right.
Even the Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons. Yeah. WKRP in Cincinnati.
All of them.
All of them.
What was the one with Red Fox?
Sanford and Son?
Yeah, Sanford and Son.
People get their feelings hurt too easily these days to come up with anything creative. And unless there's big explosions or a lot of negative.
Right.
People don't want to watch it.
Well, feelings being hurt is sort of a lens to a story that I'm going to tell in the second hour. And that story has to do with free-range children.
Yes.
And, you know, it's the same thinking. I don't know what has happened to America. A lot of times I will call it the pussification of America.
Right.
But it's like,
something happened in the 80s that changed everything.
Yeah, you know what it is? Soccer moms.
Soccer moms.
They killed it.
Yep.
I blame O.J. Simpson.
Oh, please.
Why would you blame O.J.?
Because
Why would you blame the juice?
Because he was so loved and so trusted.
Right.
And then we had this huge murder thing going on.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to trust anymore.
Right.
Oh,
all of a sudden.
America is hurt.
America is hurt. You know, I was hurt for the longest time.
To this day, I still
don't want to believe it. You know, when I was a kid and we'd go out to play sandlot ball or something like that, you know, everybody was like, I'm OJ.
I'm the juice.
There'd be five OJs on the field.
Right.
You know.
They're all juicing it up.
Right. You know.
Running through airports, jumping over luggage.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's something. Something happened in the 80s that, I don't know, I was a teenager, young adult, so I missed it.
Right.
But all of a sudden, you know, now the world is a very different place.
Mm-hmm. How much time do we have?
We have 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Well, let me go ahead and say this. Now, you know, the Parkland shooting at the high school was a little over a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid, what's his name? Cruz. What's his first name?
Tom.
No. What was his name?
Anyway. Give it a week.
Nicholas Cruz.
Yes.
All right. So he's been in the Broward County Jail ever since it happened. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, he's getting a huge stack of fan mail.
From who?
From women and men.
Wow.
They're sending...
What?
He can't get it because he's on suicide watch, so he can't get any mail at all. But there's a huge stack of fan mail growing at the Broward County Jail for this kid who went in and murdered 17 kids. See, how does that happen?
That's where we are. That's how messed up it is.
Well, I mean, I know that you know, Charles Manson had a huge fan club. What was that guy that killed all those kids up in Gainesville? He had a huge fan club. You know, it's like what?
It's a strange mentality.
Who are these women or who are these men?
Right.
That are now sending like love letters to this kid.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I mean, what's that mentality? What is it? Do they think that, well, he's captive, so I can pretty much say whatever I want to him, and he's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
what's he got to do but read my letters and respond?
Wow.
You know, I mean, they can send as many letters as they want. He doesn't have to respond to them.
Right.
But they can just keep sending letter after letter. And,
well,
I mean, and if you're in prison, you're going to read them.
Yeah. Right.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, what else you got to do?
Well, I don't know. Remember when I ran that ad in the DuPont Registry and I got a bunch of fan mail from prisoners?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So apparently...
It works both ways.
Works both ways.
Yeah.
Both ways. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, look at Charles Manson.
Right.
You know, people were, you know, wanting to marry him.
Yeah, well, people want to marry this kid.
You know, that's...
He's 17.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Is he 17 or 19? How old is this kid? He's 19.
19.
Goofy-looking bastard.
But, you know,
I mean, people are sending nude photos to
unbelievable.
This kid.
Unbelievable.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, and you would think that those people might need to be checked.
Yeah. Are they intercepting this mail and checking on these
people? Are they checking on these people? Because that's not the kind of role model we need.
Are
out
they
there.
All from the NRA?
You're right. Yeah, probably, Ty.
Maybe they're all fictitious.
Maybe.
How much time do we have?
We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Which is usually about how long it takes you to wrap up. So.
All right. Well, here's the thing. We've got a bunch of stories left. I've got this one about the free-range children that I want to talk about.
Yes.
We've got sports.
Yes, a lot of sports.
Yeah, we still have Stump the Chump. Let's see. We've got that. Remember that flat Earth guy that built his own rocket? Well, he finally launched himself and crashed it.
Dead.
He lived. No.
That's a shame.
Ford over in China has a vending machine for their cars. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Trump a little bit. Not a lot. Fun in the tub. That's another story.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
great. We're going to have anyway, to put in another bathtub.
Right. So anyway, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. I can tell you right now, it's hot as hell in the studio.
It is.
Man, oh man.
I left the door open. I was hoping that would help. Oof, but
we have not turned on the AC yet this year.
No, and nor do we plan to. It's still March. Right? June, baby, June. Acclimate.
You, if today is any indication... remember, what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we had that heat wave come through? I thought then, that was still February, I think.
Yes.
And I thought, oh my God, record temperatures in February, it's going to be a long, hot summer if it's starting now.
Right.
And then, of course, we've had a couple of cold snaps come through since then, but still nothing serious.
No, but it was still a little too cold for
March. But today,
March.
I think it got up to 81 degrees.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
Anyway.
It's beautiful. It is. Lovely.
Well, it is.
I'd rather be hot than cold.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that. So what are we doing?
We're going to halftime break.
All right, everybody. This is the end of our first hour. We're going to take a break. If you're listening to us on the TuneIn app, you will hear this song. If you're listening to us on Radio St. Pete, you will not. If you are listening on Radio St. Pete, I'll tell you that this song is called Gimme One More Reason. Or no, Gimme One Reason.
Gimme One Reason.
Not one more. That's too many.
That's too many.
Just Gimme One Reason.
Just one.
All right, everybody. We'll be back.
Give me one reason to stay here, turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, oh, I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely, you gotta make me change my mind.
Hey, I got your number.
Said I don't wanna leave you alone.
And there ain't no more to say.